Well, good morning again. John's Gospel records different appearances by the resurrected Jesus. The disciples are still afraid, but they're encouraged by Jesus' appearance and words of promise to them. Today's reading recounts the final appearance of Jesus, according to John, before his ascension. The disciples are not quite sure what to do next. They know that Jesus has been resurrected, but they've not received, for lack of a better word, their marching orders. So Peter decides to do what he knows how to do, and that is to go fishing. He is joined by some of the other disciples, and they are all seeking the familiar, what it is that they have to go back to normal life. They are seeking normalcy. Although they know their idea of normal life has changed forever. And as Christians, our normal life has also changed by the presence of Christ and death for us. Sometimes when we're not sure what our direction might be, we might not know our marching orders, we do the same thing that Peter did, and that is try to find something that will ground us in what we think is normal. To return home. Like the disciples, we don't really recognize Jesus sometimes. We have to look around and listen and know that he is there. We don't really have to be so afraid of those things that were happening back in the city. There weren't any Pharisees or Sadducees or Roman soldiers lurking around every corner. So they had relaxed a little. They went fishing, and they returned to the shore empty-handed. But then they take the risk to do what this stranger on the beach suggests and find themselves overwhelmed with the immensity of their catch. When I think about that moment when the disciple Jesus loved realizes who Jesus is, and in the excitement, Peter jumps off the boat, I wonder what has to happen in our lives. What has to happen in our lives to be willing to say, "It is the Lord," and jump off the boat? To take the leap of faith that the disciple who loved him did and cry out, "It is the Lord." Every week, Jesus invites us to join him for a meal at the altar. This is the last time that Jesus appears to his disciples as written in the book of John. It's not the last time that Jesus shows up. If we pay attention, we can see him all around us. We can see him in one another. We can see him in all of the sense of joy beyond comprehension. We can. So three times Peter denied Jesus. And now three times Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" He places his confidence in Peter and offers him an opportunity for redemption three times. To his questions, "Do you love me?" Peter answers, "Of course." But Jesus wants to make sure that he understands what it means to love him. In English, we have one word, love, to mean love. And to hear the questions that Jesus asks, but in Greek, there are multiple words for love, different types of love. Three times, Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" In English, it seems like the same question, but it's not. Jesus uses different words that indicate different meanings of love. The first and second question use the word agape. Agape love is the love that you give unconditionally and put the need of others before your own needs. Peter's response uses the word philia, which implies a bonding or a brotherly love or a love of a friend. Jesus wants to make Peter aware of how important agape love is. But Peter doesn't seem to hear it as he continues to use the word philia. He wants to know if Peter loved Jesus the same way he loved him in his unselfish giving act of going to the cross, to be seeped in agape love is not easy. Jesus went to the cross for us. That was not easy. He did it because he loved us unconditionally. And that's not easy. I know some mornings he's like, "Do I really love you, Barbara?" Of course he does. The third time Jesus asked the questions, "Do you love me?" He uses the word philia again. It's almost like Jesus reframes this question to a context that Peter can understand how Jesus loves him. But all Peter can come up with was this philia love. Peter is frustrated that Jesus doesn't get or believe that he does indeed love him. More than these, the imperative that follows Peter's answers is the heart of what it means to follow Jesus. Feed my lambs. Tend my sheep. Feed my sheep. After Jesus says the words to prepare Peter for his future death on a cross, and he says, "Then follow me." So as disciples of Jesus, how do we feed our lambs? How do we tend the sheep? How do we feed the sheep? When we see if someone is hungry, do we just go past, or do we stop and do something for them? Whether it's for food or for some sort of kindness. Feeding one another is so important. And it's at the root of kindness and agape love. So Jesus says to Peter, and he says to us, "Follow me." What does it take to make a leap of faith and say, "It is the Lord"? Alleluia. Amen. Please stand. Let us profess our faith using